Okay. Today's shir is skitten daf yud gimel. We're going to start on daf yud beis amud beis. When the words Tanya, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 15, 16 lines on the bottom. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara is now going back to explain the machlokas between Rav Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah, whether or not it's a zechus or a chov for an eved to be freed. So the Brisa is now going to bring, Gemara is going to bring a Brisa where Rav Meir and the Chachamim, but it's Rav Elazar who's part of that chaver of Chachamim, debate and discuss the issue. So Tanya, we learn in a Brisa. I'm Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, Amarnu LeMeir. My friends and I, we sent to Meir. Meaning Rabbi Meir. Why is he called Meir? Because they were colleagues, so he was able to call him by his first name. So Amarnu LeMeir. We said to Rav Meir, why do you think that someone who says to his friend, Tain get zela avdi, he could be chozer, and that because he wasn't zocher on behalf of the Eved without the Eved's das, because you think that's a chov. Ein chovim la'adam shlo medaito. So we said to him, isn't it a zechus for an eved to go free from his master? And we know the cloud of zoch and other shlo b'fanav. So Rav Meir answered, and he says back to us, no, chov hulo. It's a chov for him, for the eved to leave the master. Why? She'im haya eved kohen. If he was the eved of a kohen, post lo mitruma. So now you just passed him from eating the truma. We're just going to read through the Gemara, and then the Gemara is going to explain what the give and take was. Thamarnulo. So we said back to Rav Meir, what do you mean that this is that's not considered a hefzed for the eved? Valo ma'im yirtze. If the adam wants shelo luzuno v'lo leparnaso rashai. If the adam doesn't want to feed him, we just learned yesterday's machlokas. But according to one mind, the Amer, if the adam doesn't want to feed him and doesn't want to give him anything to eat, he's allowed to. So the eved doesn't lose anything by being freed. The same situation could exist if he's not free. So Rav Meir answered, "Armalanu uma ilu eved kohen shabarach." Let's say you have an eved of a kohen who runs away, or an ashes kohen shemarda al baila, and she also runs away. She v'halo ochel mitruma. Even if they're not here, they can run away and still eat truma, right? So he's not going to feed me. So the eved can run away and still eat the truma. Zeh, but this guy v'zeh because of the shichur ain't al ochel. He's going to be usher from eating truma. So that you see that the shichur is a chov against him because he's not going to eat truma. So the Gemara says. So Brisa continues. Aval Lazar says we agree with the Rav Meir isha chovula that with a woman the get is a chov. She came psalim in a truma because if she was an ashes kohen that passes her from eating the truma, right? Umav sida min mazonos, and also she's an ashes yisrael, she can't get any mazonos because the husband has an obligation to feed the wife. And if she's divorced, he no longer has the obligation. So since the get is a chov, we agree that the shliach can't be zocha on behalf of the woman unless she agrees. So Gemara asks, Maka amrle, uma kama hardle. What's the connection between what was the conversation that was going on here? So Gemara says, Haki ka amrlehu. This is what Rav Meir said to Chachamim. Okay, you answered me that the adam is mechayev to mizan him. So he said, Hashivituni al mazonos. You answered me fine that the adam doesn't have to feed him. Because in Yirtze, Lulazuno, right, Lulaparasor, Rashai. But he says, Matashivuni ala Truma. What are you going to answer me about the Truma? Excuse me, what about the Truma case? So long as he's the Eved Kohen, he's allowed to go anywhere in the world and eat Truma. And when you free him, you're losing that right. So, Vichy Temru of Meir continues. And if you're going to tell me, if you tell me that if the Adam wants to divorce, wants to get rid of him anyway, wants to free him anyway, all he has to do is throw a get in his direction, and he'll be koneh with kinyan dalet amos, and he'll be koneh the get. So he says, shavik leva arg azliyama. The Eved could see this, and he could just run away, and he can run to any place in the world, and he can still eat truma. So you see that the right uma, and he says, and what's the din uma? Ilu eved kohen shabarach v'eishes kohen shemarda al baila halo ochel b'truma v'zeh eino ochel. And this guy's not eating. So you see, it's the emancipation that's forcing him to lose the right to eat the truma. So the Gemara says to the Gemara says back. Well, you know what? Shaper ka amar lehu. Rav Meir was right. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rava ha'ino de kamahajli b'mastisin. Then comes the last line of our Mishnah. Comes a line in our Mishnah that says, no, what do they say back to him? Mipnei hu kinyano. It's the Eved is the kinyan of the Baal. It's not a zechus, it's just a consequence of being owned by the Baal, right? The the owner can simply say, you know what, you ran away, that's fine, I can still sell you. Who's going to buy it? He says, yeah, for four shekel, for four zuzi, a small amount. Someone walks up to you and says, you know what, my Eved ran away, I'll sell it to you for a dollar. All right, no big risk. Hey, here's a dollar. Worst comes to worst, the Eved doesn't come back, I lose a dollar. He says, if he wants to, the Kohen can sell him to Yisrael for the small amount, and the Eved can go, and the Eved no longer eats truma. So it's not the freedom being emancipated that forces him to lose truma. It's being he can lose the truma anyway because he's the kinyanim of the Baal. So Tosos Dibur Maskil Shavik, right? So the Gemara said that Vermeer said maybe he can run away and can eat truma anywhere. There's a last line in Tosos says Im Tomer Lech Hashem Amachul Yisrael. Why can he eat truma if he runs away? He should be choshesh that the Baal sold him. So he says it's not really so shriach. I don't understand how this works with the last line of the Gemara, but it's not so shriach for the Yisrael to actually buy the Kohen, to buy the Eved, because he ran away. So Rav Nachum Rakovitz asks, what's the kasha? Why would you have been choshesh? The Eved has a cheskas heter. What happened? What happened? Until we know otherwise, why would we think that the chazak is gone? He's a cheskas heter, the truma, because he's the Eved Kohen. So I didn't see an answer. I'm thinking maybe you can say that if the chazakah depends on someone else, that's not considered the cheskos heter because you know it's in his hand. It's not biyodei. It's in somebody else's hands. Maybe that's chazakah. I don't know. It's just a hara. Okay. So Gemara also said that ibay shakal arba zuzi. So if he wants to, he can sell them for four zuz. The Gemara says. So the Rashash asks, how can the Baal sell him? The Eved's not in his rishus, and we know you have a din if it's not in your rishus, you can't be maktish. You can't do it if it's not in your rishus. You ran away. So the Rashash answers that by definition the Eved has always in the Rishus of Ireland because we have the legal din that Eved is hukas to Karka. And Karka is always in your Rishus. But I saw another answer could be that here, why did the Eved run away? The Eved ran away dafka to remain in the Rishus of the Baal. He doesn't want to get the Star Shichur. So dafka in this case, he ran away to remain. So he's in Rishus. Eved wants to be in the Rishus Baal, so he's still considered the Rishus Baal. Okay. So we asked, now we're going back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Ulu Rav Meir, who says that the Zechiyah of a Star Shichur on the behalf of the Eved is considered a Chov, Tenach Eved Kohen. Okay, you explain to me Shita when it comes to an Eved Kohen, because he's going to lose the Truma. But Eved Yisrael, Michael and Meimar, most people are Yisraelim. So what about the Avadim of the Yisraelim? Where's the Chov in that instance? I'm a Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Mipnei Shemafsidon Bishifla Kananis. Because by becoming free, the Eved can no longer be married or be with a Shifa Kenanis. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, by him being freed, Harehu Matiro bid Baschorin. Now he's allowed to marry a fine, good Jewish woman. That's a bigger schus. So the answer is, according to Rav Meir, Avda Befker Nichole. An Eved, because he's already lived a life of Hefker, prefers to remain in the life of Hefker. And being with a shifkla is more hefker. Why? Because zilala, he could be mazazel her, ushchichale, and she's matzrit to him at any time, upritzale, and she's menahegas with him in pritzus. He prefers that pritzus dig life. So the Tosos in the Maskal Avda says, okay, according to Rav Meir, im tomar, eved katan, right? Eved katan Yisrael delo nichale befkeira, because I mean perakam leksumus, we should low time of the Yisur, Michael Meimer. What about eved katan? We said in Ksubas there's a whole back and forth, but an Eved Katan hasn't tasted the time of Hefkeris, so maybe what about an Eved Katan? It's Eved Katan of Yisrael, he doesn't have, how do you say Hefkeri Nichalei? So he says, V'yishlomer, the motor of Meir be Eved Katan Yisrael. Rav Meir agrees, you're right, if it's an Eved Katan who has never tasted the freedom of the Hefkera, then Rav Meir's moda that it's a chov for him to get divorced, to get freed, and you can be zocha, you can it's a chus, and you can be zochel adam shlo b'fanav. But you can get it for cheap. What? You can get there's more food out there. You can get it for cheap.
He's not getting it anyway.
No, he's allowed to eat truma.
No, but I'm saying he's getting it either way. He's being provided with food either way.
What do you mean he's provided with food anyway? Yeah, but he's provided with more and different food. There's a bigger abundance of food for him to go get. He can apparently go get the truma. He can go buy it and he can eat for himself. He has a right to eat truma, so he'll go to the store and buy truma. Truma sells for much less because there's a less demand. Okay. So Gemara continues. Okay, fine. So the Tosos also says, you know, but you know, the Hefkera Nichalei is true. What do the Rabbanan say about that? So Rabban saying the Tosfos says Ein Hachanami. They wouldn't agree that you know the Eved is does like the life of Hefkeiros, but it's a bigger zchus to be a Yisrael and to have under the dominion of somebody else. Okay, so the Mishnah is now going to talk about a case where someone says to write a get for his wife or Shashuch for as Eved or to give a present to his friend, and before they were able to do what he wants, he dies. So now, can you do what he wants after he dies? So the Mishnah says, "Ha'omer." Someone says, "Tenu get zela ishti, give this get to my wife, or shtar shichur zela avdi, or give this shtar shichur, this man's patient document to my eved, umes, and he dies. The mishaleach dies before the get or the shtar shichur gets to the eved. Lo yitnu. You can't give the get or the shtar shichur la'achar misa. You can't give it after he dies. Why? Because a get can't be." The get doesn't work until it reaches the hands of the woman, and the starshichur doesn't work until it reaches the hands of the eved. And since they died prior beforehand, so it was the bialist was disappears. Rashi says why? Lo yin lachar mita the gita lo have adamati liyadei the chivmati liyadei ha misley. He died ha misley mishracher upakalei rishusei. The eved is no longer in his rishus. He goes to the yorshim. So the mishaleach no longer has a bialist on the eved in order to free him. Just a hara that Rashi above says by the Mishnah, it says that the girsa is like we have. It's tnu getzeh and not tain. Tosfos has the same idea. It's tnu because tain is mashma. You actually gave the get to the shliach. Here we're talking about a case where he's asking them to go take and prepare it. But if it's actually give the get to the shliach, then in that case, Rav Meir said in our Mishnah that's a chov. It's a chov for him, and that's why you can't accept it. And then according to Rabbanon, he should be free. So you don't want to set up the Mishnah to be only going according to Rav Meir. So that's why it says that Lashon is Tnu and not Tain. Tnu and Tain mean two different things, and it makes a difference. Okay, so the Seifa of the Mishnah continues. But if the guy says, Tnu mana li'ish ploni, he says, give $100 to Ruvain, right, umes, and before they're able to to fulfill the wishes of the person, he dies. Yitnu l'achar misa. In that instance, you can give it to achar misa because for some reason the Ruvain was zocha with the money for during the lifetime of the nosein. Okay, so again, we said before that Rashi says that the reason why lo yitnu achar misa is because after the misa sabal, you say that the ownership of the eved is gone or the ishus is gone. He's dead, so he doesn't have a right to do it. Another way to say it, I saw Rishonim say that after the Baal dies, it's not that, it's just that the Shlichus disappears. So it's a question of whether it's the Baalus disappears or the Shlichus disappears. I'm sure there's nafkaminas about that. Okay, so lo yutnu la'achar misa. So the Tosfos asks, in Dibur Maskil Lo, he asks, kamash malan, they ain't get la'achar misa. Right? We learn from here that there's no get after death. So he asks basically, afakat behedit tzanam beperek misha akso, they ain't get la'achar misa. But we already learned this. Remember, we learned this on Dafayin Beis that ain't get achar misa. So what's the chiddush? What's the difference between our case here and the case there? Why do we need them both cases? So he says, "Hacha yisro yisro lachshvi unin." We'll skip the parentheses. The alpha gav shemina hamegarish b'chayov hashliach. In this case, even though the megarish appointed the shliach during his lifetime, lo chashiv liyos kamoso achar meso kilu atzmo kayam. You don't say, you'd have a meaning to say that once, since he appointed the shliach stands instead of the Baal. It's as if the Baal is somehow still alive in the persona of the shliach. Ela chashiv gela achar misa. That's our case. But Hassam, the case over there, is where the Baal deposited the get with the wife, and it's not supposed to take effect till later. Right? V'hassam ashmuni the apagav shabah get the yada isha mechayim, have a get achar misa. That too was also considered a get achar misa, even though she has it in her hands before his death. So the two different cases. They're two different cases, and that's why you need both. Okay. So the Gemara says, talking about the safe, right? The safe of the Mishnah says that if he says tnu manal ish ploni and he dies, yitnu manal, you have to give it la'achar misa. So the Gemara says, what's the case? What are we dealing with? What's the case? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta mishmei derav v'hu. The only time this works v'hu if there's shetiborin umunachin b'keren zavis, that the money that he's told to give is collected and gathered and sitting in a particular corner. We know which money he's talking about. It's the money over there. That's what he's talking about. If it's not specific money, then I guess you don't have to make him the words of the nosein. So b'maya skinan. So the Gemara is now going to try to explain the words of Rav. What's the case that it has to be tzuborin u'munachin? So b'maya skinan. Ilema, if you're dealing with a case, b'bari, that the person was a healthy guy, he says to give money to somebody else, and no, something happens and he dies. Ilim b'bari hitzibur in mayhave. Who cares that it's munach in the corner? Halo mashach. There was no kinyan. How was the guy mekabel it? No one picked it up. How was he mekabel? No one. And the ritva says mshicha is lavdafka because Moses has koneh b'hakvah. But how, there was meaning that there was no kinyan. The mekabel wasn't zocha behem b'chai hanosing. So the nosing could be chozer. Why do you have to give the money after the guy dies? There was no kinyan to effectuate the transfer. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella, what are we dealing with? A case b'shriv mira. We're dealing with a shriv mira, right? The guy is on his deathbed. So the Gemara says, so my yer tziburin. So why do we need it to be specific money and combined? The key ain't tziburin ami. If it's not tziburin, you also would have to give him money. Why? The hakaim alam, because we have a klal. The divrei shriv mira k'suvim musurin damu. The words of a shriv mira are as if they're written and delivered already. It's as if it's written in the shtar. So it's in the shtar. It's as if the item was already transferred to the mekabel and he was zocha by it. So why does Rav say you need tziburin? If it's a bari, then even tziburin wouldn't work. If it's a shriv mira, then even tziburin would work. Even not tziburin would work. So what's the case? So Amar Rav Zvid says, Razvitz said, Li'olam bibari. Well, the Mishnah is dealing with a healthy guy. It's a healthy guy who commanded people to give a money to Ploni. And he said, oh, okay, if that's the case, then even if it's Sivur and it's not Kona, he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. So we say, what's our case over here? Uchid Rav Huna Amarav. And we're dealing with the case of Rav Huna Amarav, the Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Manali Biyadcha. You owe me $100, right? Manali Biyadcha. And I say, you know what? Tineyu lo Laploni. Instead of owing me $100, you owe Menachem $100. Give it to Menachem, right? B'mamach Lashton. All three of us are standing in the same place. That's the famous halacha of Maimach Lashton. Then Kana. So the Mekabel is Kona. So now the Lover, the borrower, has to pay back the second Malveh, the Mekabel. It's as if the first guy either disappears or he's used as a conduit now, he disappears. So that's our case over here. The reason why it was Kona, because the guy was a Bari, he said B'mamach Lashton to give money to Ploni, and then he dies. So the kinyan was effectuated. The kinyan was effectuated with Maimach Shloshton. So why does he have to be tziburin? Why does it have to be tziburin? Because according to this man, the Amar, he's going to hold that Maimach Shloshton only works by pikadon. It doesn't work by halva. Pikadon, you know where it is. So Maimach Shloshton only works by pikadon. That's why you need tziburin. You need tziburin to show me that this is the Maimach Shloshton only works if the object is extant, if it exists, and you know where it is. That's what a pikadon is. You know it's in the Nifkad's house. So you say Maimach Shloshton allows you to transfer it over. So just a quick thing. Tosos Dibur Maskel Halo Masha. We asked over before. We said that it's a bari. Who cares if it's in tziburin? He wasn't koneh. So Tosos asks, so what? There was no kinyan. We have a rule that mitzvah kayim divrei meis. Someone tells you to do something and then dies, there's a mitzvah to mekayim divrei meis. So I saw about 12 answers. I'll just I'll bring four. Okay, so Rashi says our entire mission over here is according to the Mandamru, says leis mitzvah kayim divrei meis. He says yena chanami. This is not the case of mitzvah. We don't hold the mitzvah kayim meis according to the Shita. Rabbi Natam says in the Tosos brought down Nosel Sefer Yashar. He says that mitzvah kayim divrei meis only exists if the item is placed in the other person's hands prior to death. In our Mishnah, or not in other, in someone else's hands. It's Mishulosh B'yad Acher. But in our Mishnah, what happened is that he hasn't deposited the money with the third party. It's sitting somewhere else, so that's not considered Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Meis. So the Ramban says that Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Meis depends on the Lashon that's used. The Mitzvah exists only if the Meis has been Mitzvah, if he commands. But if he says, I'd like to give it as a Matana, then there's no Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Meis. And the Ramban says that the Lashon of Tznu is not considered a command. Ron says Tznu comes from the Lashon of Matana, it's not considered a command. But Tosos in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Tesam Ebeiz, Dibur Masvel Deka, says that the idea of Mitzvah L'Kayin Divrei Meis is only if the giver tells you to deliver this post my death. Upon my death, then do this. But here he didn't say that. Here he just said, give this money to Ploni, and then he happens to die. So it's not Mitzvah L'Kayin Divrei Meis. Mitzvah L'Kayin Divrei Meis only exists if the mace told people to do what he wants upon his death. Okay. It's a pikadon. The pikadon is there's A, B, and C. Okay. A is the mafkid. B is the nifkad. The money's in the hands of B. It's the nifkad, but it belongs to A. So A says, mafkid says to the nifkad, you know what? Instead of returning the object to me, return the object to C. He's the new mafkid. You have to return it to him. It belongs to him. So that's what we're saying now. It works with the pikad note. It could work. We'll see the Gemara later. Also with the malveh. B owes A money. A says to B, instead of you repaying me the money, you repay it to C. And all of them have to be there in the same place. And then it works. It works by Amira. Gemara will say eventually, if you dial it, it's a hilchos low timer. It just works. How it works means it's no time. The reason why it works, there's a time, Tosos says. But how it works, what's the kinyan? What does it work? Said the Chachamim made a takana that this works. It works because of the marketplace. It's easier. You don't have to keep whenever you want to assign a loan or assign a debt. You don't have to keep writing all these staros as long as all three are present. So there's a so on the back. Let me say, what about can you do Maimon Shloshtan on the telephone? Because it's brought down whether or not you can do Maimon Shloshtan in the letter. And they said no, you can't do it with a letter because all three of them are not present. Even if you open it in the presence of somebody else, all three of them aren't there. What about a telephone? Just put a conference call, and all three are on. So in the Masifta, he brought down that it could work. He brings down from the Shut Dvar Yoshua that it's Moel Kiyamam Shloshan Day telephone because I guess over here he didn't have conference yet. He's talking about where you know someone could listen in on the phone as well. But now with conference calls, you can do it. But he brings down from Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher and Maseches Gittin. I didn't see it that you could be cholik. You can say that maybe it doesn't work on the telephone. I don't know what the logic is there, but I think that's just interesting. Okay, but Tosos also says Tosos here just let's one of the rules of the every Maimon Shloshtan is that it doesn't work with shtaros. Maimon Shloshtan doesn't work with shtar. It only works with actual milveh. You know, doesn't work with a shtar. You can't say now the shtar that you have that shows that you owe me money. It can be transferred to him. It doesn't work. It doesn't work by shtaros because he writes that. Right. Again, the Shulchan Aruch also holds that way, that there's no Maimon Shloshtan by Shtar. Okay? So that's the first way to establish our Mishnah. So and establish the rule of why it has to be Tzubar and Munachim and Karen's others. Where Papa Amar, no, La'olam is Shliv Meirah. We're dealing with the Shliv Meirah. We're dealing with the Shliv Meirah, so why does it have to be Tzubar and Munachim? You should be able to, it's Shliv Meirah, it's Kedvar Mesurim, right? Ksuvim Mesurim Dami. So he says, Ukit Idach the Rav. No, we're going according to the other member of Rav. The Amar Rav says Shchiv Meirah Shomer Tzu Mano Toni Minachasai. If a Shchiv Meirah says give this money to Ploni, Mana Zeh knows them. If he says the words Mana Zeh, means we know which one it is, then you give it. But if he says Mana Stam, if he says give money to Ploni, a Nosnin, we don't give it to him. Why? The Chayshin Hashem Mana Kaver Kamar. Maybe he had in mind a specific money, and therefore, and it's buried somewhere else. He has buried treasure, and he wanted us to give. So we don't give each of the any other $100 because we're worried that he had in mind a particular other, some other particular money. So in this case, it has to be Dafka Tzibor Menachem that we know, Karen Zavis. It's as if he said Mana Zeh, we know which one it is. And that's why, you need tzibur minachin. But the Gemara says, Rav may hold that way, but Hilchos Kvura Lo Chayshinon. We're not choshesh for when the Shulchan Aruch says it. We're not choshesh for some buried treasure. Okay, so the Gemara asks, My time, Rav Papa, Omar Rav Zvid. Why does Rav Papa not hold like Rav Zvid? Why does Rav Papa go on to that? It has to be Shulchan Aruch. Why doesn't he hold about the Maimon Shloshtan case? So he says. Because Rav Papa says, Ki Amarav, when Rav said that you're allowed to do Maimon Shloshtan, it's Loshna Benova, and Loshna Bepikadon. He says, like we alluded to before, that Maimon Shloshtan even works by a milva. So if Maimon Shloshtan works by a milva, the Rashi explains that a milva is Lahotzan Nitna. A milva, the money is not there. It's amorphous, it's somewhere else. The money is being used. So you don't need Tzibur Numunachim. By Rav saying that you need Tzibur Numunachim, he's showing that it has to be right there. But according to Rav Papa, that's not Maimon Shloshtan, because Maimon Shloshtan works even if the object isn't there, because it works even by a milveh. So lo shnav milveh lo shnav bikadon. There's no difference. So therefore he's not going to hold like Rav Zvid, and he's not going to establish the case as a Maimon Shloshtan. We just turned over to you, Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, fine. So Rav Zvid, my time of Omer Karav Papa. Why does Rav Zvid not hold like Rav Papa that our Mishnah is dealing with the case of Shchiv Meirah, and it's talking about Zeh in that instance? Because he says, Lo mitukma masnisa mishchiv meirah. We can't establish our Mishnah as a Shchiv Meirah, so we have to follow why. Mimai, why not? Midiktani. Because the ratio of the Mishnah says, Ha'omer tenu get zeh li'ishti u'shtar shichur zeh la'avdi u'meis. Give this to my wife, or give this shtar shichur to my eved, and he dies. It says, Lo yitnu achar misa. You can't give it achar misa. So yeah, the diuk is, Ta'im el demeis. The reason why you don't listen to him is because he dies. Ha'mechayim, but if he's still alive, nosed him. You would give it to him. And also, Ta'im el amar tenu. The specific reason why, if he's alive, If he's alive, you're allowed to give it because he says tnu. He uses the word lashon tnu. Ha lo amar tnu. But if he wasn't mitzave with a lashon of tnu, meaning he just said kisu get zeli ishti, right? Ukisu star shiklardi. Even if he was alive, ain knows them. You wouldn't give it to him. So mashma, he wouldn't give it to him. But he says, Razvid says v'shchiv meira afagav de lo amar tnu. But shchiv meira, even if he doesn't use the lashon of tnu, knows them. You would give. So no, the word tnu is not specific to a shchiv meira. It's wrong for a shchiv meira because you don't need tnu. How does he know that? The snan, because we have a mishnah we learn on samachayim at beis. Barishona haya omrim. Originally, the chum used to say hayotze bikolar. Okay, you have a guy who's a prisoner of the government. He's going out with the iron chains around him, around his neck. He's about to go to be executed, and he says, "Amar kisu get the ishti." He says, "Write a get to my wife." Hare yichtav hu yitnu. Even though he didn't say tnu. He's under a lot of stress and it's extenuating circumstances, so we assume that his lashon is not exact because of the stress that he's under. So he said, "Kisu get leishti." We say, "Kisu yichtavu v'yitnu," and give it to him, right? Chazu lomar af hamifarish. Later on, they said that chachamim were mosif and said that not only someone who's about to get killed, but af hamifarish, someone who's about to go to the sea, vayotzi v'shayara, or someone's about to go to the midvar. If he says kisvu, we also do kisu and tenu. Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer, Rav Shimon Shizuri adds af hamasukan, and you're going to learn that masukan means a shchiv meira. Even if a shchiv meira says kisu get zeli ishti, he doesn't need the word tenu. So you see, a shchiv meira doesn't need to use the word tenu. Our mishnah diyuk is that you have to say the word tenu in order to give it. So our mishnah can't be the shchiv meira. Our mishnah can't be the shchiv meira. If it's not the shchiv meira, he's dealing in case of the bari, and if the bari case is the maimon shloshtim. So the Gemara says. Yeah, because get achar misa doesn't exist. Yeah, I'm assuming that's the halacha. So the Gemara says the Gemara is not going to be trying to be docha the raya of Rav Zvid. Maskevli Rav Ashi uman ma'imalad the masnisa Rav Shimon Shizuri. Who says our mishnah is like Rav Shimon Shizuri? Dilma Rabbanahi. Maybe our mishnah is like Rabbanan, and therefore, you know, I don't know what that does, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. So the Gemara is now going to start talking about the concept of ma'imal shloshtan. So now the Gemara goes back to the divrei of Rav that you can be maknem mamon be ma'imal shloshtan. Right? My mishloshon again is that there's A, B, and C. B either has a pikadon belonging to A, or B owes A money, and A says to B in the presence of C, don't return it to me, return it to C. That's my mishloshon. All three have to be together in the same room, in the same area. So gufa. And we said that my mishloshon doesn't work by sharos. Tosos, this is machlokas, Tosos says in Dir Masal Gufa that my mishloshon doesn't work. That Maimach Lashdon even works Bal Korcho of B in the middle. Ramban argues. You can't do Bal Korcho. And Tosos and Deepam Rasul Tanehu says that Maimach Lashdon, that by Maimach Lashdon, if it's a loan, A can't be Mochel. The original Malva can't be Mochel alone. But the Ramban and most Rishonim argue and say that A still is there to some extent, that he can be Mochel the Chov. Okay, those are three rules of Maimach Lashdon. Okay, Gufa. Amarav Hun Amarav. Money biyadka, right? You have $100 in your hands. Tenei leploni, give it to ploni. The maimach lashdon kana. The makabel matana. The makabel is kone. So Amar Rava says, "Mestare milts the Rav pikadon." To me, it makes sense by pikadon. If there's a pikadon, there's an object is actually there. It makes sense to me. Abav a milve, but by a milve that he says you just pay him back, it doesn't make so much sense to me because it's not milve lo son. No, right? Lo, I would say that the makabel wouldn't be zochet. And therefore, they were only matukan the concept of the maimach lashon by pikadon. But velokim, it's like a lashon shua, amarava filu b'milva. It works even. He was surprised, but it works even b'milva. So itmar nami. We also learned this din b'feirish. Amar Shmuel mishmei de Levi milva li b'yatcha. He says the words milva. You have a loan. You owe me money. Tineu lo l'ploni. Give it to ploni. The maimach lashon kana. You're kona. The time am I. So what's the reason why this kinyan works? Why does the kinyan work to give? What's the mechanics? How does it work? So Amar Meim, they try to come up with two reasons why it works. In the end, the Gemara is going to say it's almost like it's a rabbinic halacha motion misinai. It's a rabbinic halacha below taima. Amar Meim, what's the reason why you can do this? Why does it work by the milvah? So he says Naseh ka'omerlo. It says if the lova said to the malveh b'shas matan mos at the time that he received the loan. Shabadna loch l'didach ulechol de asum echamasach. I am shabbat myself to pay back the loan to you, and not only to you, but any of your assigns, anyone else that you assigned the loan to. I'm shabbat myself from now to pay them. So it says if it's nisvara davar lamafreya that the makabel was the milva to begin with. Because the guy says, I'm a shabbat myself to you and to everybody else. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi now is going to doche it. He says, Amar le Rav Ashi le meimer el meyata, according to your words, that it says, if he was mekabel on himself, that I'm a shabbat to you and anyone that you assigned the loan to, anyone that comes on your behalf. So, hikna linolodim below havu b'shas matamos, hachinami de lokanu. Then what happens if the original malva assigns the loan to people who didn't even exist at the time of the loan? It's davar shelo bal olam, right? So how can the guy say I'm a shabbat to those people? They didn't exist. Why? Hachinami de lokanu. Because dafilu Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, who holds the shita, the amar adam makne davar shelo bal olam, someone can purchase something. Paris Dekel, I think it's in a mafkin, right? Talk about that concept. Davar shelo bala olam. Even according to the mayor, says you can buy something shelo bala olam, right? Honey mili lidavar sheyeshno ba olam. That means somebody who exists can buy something that doesn't yet exist. However, about lidavar sheyeshno ba lo, but to buy to give something to obligate yourself to something that does, to someone that doesn't exist yet, even Rav Meir doesn't hold that. So you can't say this is Makadar Shalom Olam because these people didn't exist yet. So according to you, I can't be Meshabbat myself to these Noladim because they didn't exist at the time of the loan. So it must be, right? So low. So therefore you see that the Haknas of a Chov for somebody who doesn't exist in the world at the time of the Malva doesn't work because the low was not Meshabbat himself to a Makabal, only Meshabbat himself at the time of the loan. He's only Meshabbat himself at the time of the loan. Anyone that exists at the time alone. According to Rav, there was no chilik. We said Mamash Lashon, there was no chilik between whether or not people existed or people didn't exist. It was a cross-the-board blanket statement that Mamash Lashon works. So Behechrik, the Rashma says, it has to be that the Kinyan works even if you're mocking it to somebody who was born after the time that of the loan. So that can't be the reason why that there's that Mamash Lashon works. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, no, this is the reason. Behahi Hana. No, what happens is now that you're telling me, now that you're saying that the loan is transferred to a new person, the hana that I have now, thinking that the guy's not going to collect the loan right away, it's a new loan, it's essentially a new loan. So maybe he's not going to collect from me right away, so give me more time. With that hana, I'm makna and I'm modeh to allow the loan to be transferred. So Gemara says, what about the Bnei Bar Elashiv? We're going to see it also. You see in Bava Basra, they were cut on him. You owe me money. They went and collected. They didn't give you extra time. What happened when you transfer the Maimon Shloshdan? Maybe saying here, I mean, if there's alumnus of what Maimon Shloshdan is, but the loan doesn't change dates. You still have to pay me back at the same time. Just have to pay it back to a different person. So these Bnei Bar Elashiv, they don't let you have extra time. So let's say in that case it's hachinam lokano. In that case, by Bnei Bar Elashiv, you would say that there is no kinyan because there's no hanah, and he's not going to be gomer mishnabig leave, you know, nafshe. So hachinam lokano. And if you say v'chitema hachinami, if you say ein hachinami, then in the case of the Bnei Bar Elashiv, that's the one case where my mishloshim doesn't work. Im kain asaf d'vrech lishurin. That can't be the takana chachamim. The chachamim don't make takanas that only apply here, not there. They don't give measurements to the shiurim. The takanas chachamim is a blanket rule, right? Every time you have to do it. Otherwise, you would have to think every time there's maimish lashdom. Well, is this guy going to collect for me? Is this guy not going to collect for me? And then it depends, yes or no, whether or not I'm going to agree to this hakna. So that can't be the reason. So Ella Amar Marzutra. So Marzutra comes and says, you know what? Hani klas mili. There are three things. Two of them we're going to explain late on Daf Yadalid. Shavin Rabbanan Kihilchus Adol Taima. The Rabbanan did this as if it's a halacha below Taima. And Chadaha, and the first one of the three things, is the concept of Maimon Shloshdan. So Tosos and Din Masa Kihilchus below Taima says, not that the halacha, there's no logic behind the takana. It's just that Paris Mashamo Liknos. There's no time in how it works, what the mechanics are. It doesn't fit into our general mechanics of a Kenya, because it's just by Mira, it doesn't work. This doesn't work. Ella Tam Yesh Lama Tiknu Chachamim Maimon Shloshdan. There is a reason why they did Maimon Shloshdan. Tiknu Shalol Yitztarach Litro Filasos Kenyanim Bakosim Nechasim. You know, these are just, it's to affect, you know, to make an effective marketplace. Just like the SEC. To allow the market, you know, to allow the marketplace to work properly. Oftentimes, you're in business, A owes B, B owes C, you're all together, you want to assign a loan. You don't have to keep drawing up staros back and forth. You can just do it bal peh, and it's done, and the loan is transferred. It's an oral transfer of a loan, which I think even according to secular law, you know, it works as long as the guy admits. It's an oral transfer. That's the reason why it was done. But how it works is not clear. So we had mentioned before. One last thing, we had mentioned before that there was no maimed shloshim when it comes to staros. So in the Chashuke Chemed, an interesting question. Okay, so you had a maisa beruven shehifkid kartis hagrola etzel Shimon. Reuven bought a lottery ticket, and he gave it to Shimon. But amar Reuven leShimon b'maimed shloshim sheyitin es hakartis leLevi. He gave a maimed shloshim with a lottery ticket to give it over to Levi, right? And this lottery ticket wins, and they hit it, right? Kartis zochav eskum gadol. It might very well be that Levi doesn't get the ticket. Maybe it still belongs to Reuven. Doesn't work by a star. It only works by mammon. It only works by cash. Ah, so what's the question is, what is the lottery ticket?
Isn't that smart though? You don't give a lottery ticket.
Right, but I don't know.
We're going to have tomorrow some of the kids that made a mistake.
Right, tell us them.
Kids tomorrow made a mistake.
Okay.
They gave my present a mistake. They didn't realize.
Okay.
They didn't realize.
And does that work?
And they undid it.
But here's not a mistake. He really gave it.
Right.
He gave it. Right? So he says the low take the mamzerim b'shtar the mamon v'katzis agrola in gufo mamon. The katzif the doesn't have any intrinsic value. It represents a winning ticket. Ach ulai me'acher v'anir atzmo gufo mamon. Maybe the paper itself is gufo mamon. So then maybe that works also what's written in the star. So he says it depends on what you consider kesef. Maybe kesef just means something that you can, if kesef only means like legal tender, then this isn't legal tender.
Maybe
by a check. Could be maimed shloshim by a check. But does that, right? So he says, is that, what? Immediately available funds. The check's not once a closing where there was the guy comes over and they were short on the wire. They're short a couple pennies. So, you know, the purchaser gave out and said, here's like 75 cents. They wouldn't accept it because it's not immediately available tender because it's not in there. You have to deposit it to get it to be available to use it. So they said, no, that doesn't work. Anyway, that's crazy. But so he says, he goes back and forth, that maybe, even if you want to say that... Maybe you could say that it's not gufo mamon because maybe only a shtar hava is gufo mamon because it represents it. The whole issue of whether or not that's considered gufo mamon. So he brings down from the Rabbeinu Meshulam Igra that the geder of gufo mamon is hainu im hadavar shava be'etzem o she'enu shava ela beglal chov she'yeshalov. If the thing has intrinsic value itself, or it's only value because it represents a loan somewhere else. So he claims that maybe in this case is that the point being that if you destroy it, if it's burned, can you still collect? So if you destroy a star, they can still collect it. It might be hard, but you can still collect it. If you destroy the lottery ticket, you can't collect it. So it has intrinsic value, so maybe that's considered gufo mamon. Then he brings down from the Chazon Ish in Yerodeya that says, no, that it's not, that shtaros is a star is considered gufo mamon because if you use it as tender, if it's used in transactions, so in that case a check would be considered gufo mamon. But if they're used in transactions, it's not considered a star. But this lottery ticket is not, you know, that's not transaction, it's not tender. So maybe it wouldn't be a star. It goes back and forth. Thought that it was an interesting question about hakno kartis hagrola lechaveiro b'maimot shloshtan. Okay, have a good day.